Switching tax services can be
I'm in his hand.
Let all anxiety leave because
I'm in his hand.
Let
that I will see the goodness of the Lord. Confident as seasons change, your faithfulness
is. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it's a little confusing this morning, but we'll get there. Change is always a little bit confusing. But it is good to see you guys on this March 31st, Monday morning. How you doing? Good to see you. So we have a little bit of a confusion going on. There's an all-day stream that is featured on the top of the page. Now that all day stream is going to have every show back to back to back to back to back. So you don't have to back out of a show, go into another show, etc. So if anybody is on the Rise Up stream watching the show that's streaming by itself, that is not the stream that hosts will be talking on for the day. So the all-day stream where it says Monday all-day stream, that's the stream that we're all on. Now, this is going to take some time to get used to, and probably come tomorrow, we will be privatizing all the singular streams until after the show is done so that everybody is basically on one stream together. Now, we know this is going to take some time to get used to. We knew there was going to be some bumps and some hiccups. We still have like half of our audience watching on the Rise Up stream itself. But if you were on this stream, you noticed that this morning it went right from World HD right into Rise Up. And at the end of each show, you'll just see a split screen with the other person's outro going off, the other person's intro coming in, and then bing, bang, boom. So if you're on the singular streams, just know you can be there. But as of tomorrow, we're probably going to try to make it so you have to be on this stream if you're going to want to watch live. And then if you want to watch afterwards, you can. We'll make public the stream that is by itself. So I just wanted to kind of reiterate that for the people who are watching. Now, today is Monday. It is my favorite day of the week, okay? And the reason why it's my favorite day of the week is because I am a busybody. I am very, very, very rarely lazy, very rarely sitting around. Now, probably because most of my childhood, I was a lazy little, you know what. But I think that kind of prompted me not to be so lazy as I got older. Okay? Okay, so no more praise in the waiting room. Oh no, we're still doing that. We just have to do it a little closer to the new hour. That's all. And then go into the hour that we're here. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Check your newsletter. Sent out a newsletter today. Okay? And we're going to be talking about wasting God's time. And we're going to go to the book of Galatians for that. But for right now, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to remove our hats. Again, things are going to be a little different here for a little bit, but we'll get it all worked out. Okay? Lord and Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for change. We are so grateful for growth. And Lord, more importantly, we are so grateful for a mind and a soul that is focused on you and is guided in our walk and in our journey with you to keep us busy, to keep us doing what you put us here to do rather than doing for the world or pleasing our flesh. Now we know, Lord, that it is not a sin to relax once in a while. But Lord, you do tell us that it is a sin to be sluggardly or lazy, to have a sluggard or lazy mentality, to put off until tomorrow what we could do today. And Lord, we just want to get a good, firm grip on this message, on these verses today, not only for ourselves, but for our children and for the people around us. We thank you for giving us a mind and a heart that can be focused on you and the free will to choose. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Stretch says, are there two live chats? Yes, there are, but there should not be. If everybody wants to chat, or if you want me to read what you're talking about, it has to be on the all-day stream. Okay? And right now, we got about a split. We got about 300 people in one, 300 people in the other. If everybody could back out of the Rise Up stream and go to the all-day stream, which is the first stream that's up, and you'll see all of our pictures on it, on the thumbnail. That's where we'd like you to be. Okay? All right. How many of you feel guilty if you have a lazy day? Now, you might not feel guilty if you have one lazy day. We're supposed to have a day for rest. But sometimes that sluggard attitude can leak over into day two, day three, day four. Now, I know firsthand that moms feel more guilty than anybody else if they're having a couple lazy days. Now, I do too. But moms really do. Because much like we have a job to protect and provide, moms have a job to nurture and nature. And when, ladies, let me ask you, and be honest here. If the house is absolutely a mess for two or three days, and nobody pitches in, you feel guilty, don't you? Like you did something wrong. And you should. But it's not because you didn't clean the house. It's because your guilty conscience is kicking in. Your conscience, you're with knowledge. Con meaning with, science meaning knowledge. And it's not because you didn't do something for your husband or for your family or for your children. It's because you feel like you wasted God's time. Now, I'll guarantee you that most women in this chat will say, I feel guilty if I'm lazy for 2 days. Some feel guilty if they're lazy for 1 day, like they're not entitled to rest. But there is a reason for that. And it's because God created you to be a busy body. God created you to walk, to move, to accomplish, to bring heaven to earth, to help others, to lift other people's burdens. Now, again, if you want a day of rest, then have a day of rest. But you know what that day of rest should come with? It should come with prayer. It should come with helping others if you possibly can. And it should come with lifting others' burdens. Ashley said, if I'm lazy for a few hours, I feel guilty. Exactly. There's a reason for that. It's because God created you to be a busybody. Now, some people are busy for the wrong reasons. Some people are busy trying to advance their earthly self, trying to advance and please their flesh. Some people are even too busy trying to run away from sin. Let's talk about this, shall we? Now, the book of Galatians is going to be the destination where we get our verses of the day today from. Matter of fact, Galatians 6, 9, and 10, to be exact. But before we get there, let me please read for you today's description. Again, we still have 300 people over on the other stream, over on the Rise Up stream itself. I'm going to ask you guys to please back out, migrate over to the All Day stream, okay? But Rise Up episode number 561. Imagine wasting God's time. Imagine that. I mean, wasting our own time is bad enough. We just talked about the guilty conscience. But why does this happen? Why do we feel so guilty when we've had a lazy day? Let's talk about it on this episode today, okay? All right. Men and women have to be very busy and very faithful if they are to avoid being sinful. Now, an idle person is going to be subject to massive deceit and temptation. They're going to get lost in their own mind, focused on the world. If you're a busybody, your time and effort and resources and all that are focused on accomplishing something. But the minute you start being idle, it's kind of like being drunk. You open yourself up to massive problems. One of the greatest strategies for avoiding sin is to be fully devoted to doing good. Now, a lot of people might mistake that to say, nobody's perfect. We're not asking you to be perfect. God's not asking us to be perfect. That's why we need Jesus. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need him. But one of the greatest strategies to avoid the temptation of sin is to be fully devoted to doing good. You won't have the time, you won't have the energy, and you won't have the resources required to do many evil acts. If you spend that time, if you spend that energy and those resources helping others, even if that means in prayer for them, you may not have the ability or the energy or the money or the transportation to get out there and help the people that you want to help. But guess what the strongest thing in the world is? Prayer. You could take a half hour a day praying for others. And you just do that. That's a form of helping others. Can I tell you a story? Last week, Friday, my wife came to the office to send out some stuff for the mail. People ordered on our store. And she said, sorry, I was a little late today. She thought she was going to be here a little earlier. I said, I don't, no problem for me. And she goes, but I was, now she doesn't know I'm telling you this because she wouldn't want me to, you know, tell people. She would think that this is bragging, but it's not. It's just telling you what we're talking about here, helping others. She saw a woman who was homeless, and she was trying to carry a bunch of stuff. And my wife was going from where she was coming here. And God told her to pull aside and ask if the woman was okay. Of course, like most homeless individuals, they're not always looking for a handout. They're looking for a hand up. They've fallen on some hard times, whatever it is. My wife said, where are you headed? She said, I'm really heading nowhere in particular. I just can't go back to the homeless shelter until 9 o'clock tonight. So at this homeless shelter, like a lot of homeless shelters, they tell them, leave at 8 in the morning, but you can't come back until 9 at night. You can't be here all day, but you can sleep here. You can have a meal here until your next meal in the morning, and then you got to go for the day. And my wife said, get in. Now, talking about it with my wife later, she obviously, you know, told me a little bit more detail about it. And she said she's had a really bad odor to her. Obviously, she's not, you know, in a place where she's taking showers every day. She had a lot of stuff with her, you know, just like blankets and things like that. And so my wife took her where she was going to, but stopped at the ATM and got her $100 out and gave her $100. Kind of bring tears to my eyes. Because I pray for opportunities like this. God, please give me an opportunity today where I can help somebody. Like something that I can really change somebody's life. I'll guarantee you that really changed that person's outlook. Maybe on life, but definitely that day. And so my wife told me that story and I said, honey, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. I'm so glad that God gave you that opportunity today so that you could come back and tell me. And she could have taken that time to go get some lunch and sit by herself and just chill. You know, everybody needs a moment to themselves. She could have taken that time to do anything. But she took the time to do that and prayed with her and talked about God with her. It's not just enough, folks, to use God's time for your life wisely to help others, but you got to get in that prayer too. You got to let that person know. The reason why I'm doing this today is not because of me. I don't deserve the credit. The reason why I'm doing this today is for God. And she did that. And the woman prayed with my wife. Beautiful story. Love it. Give God yourself, all of you, 24 hours a day. He's worth it. And folks, that doesn't mean that you can't take an afternoon for yourself. It doesn't mean that you can't take a morning for yourself. It doesn't mean that you can't take a day and relax. It doesn't mean that. We're talking about the continuous, purposeful, lazy. I don't want to get that done today. Yeah, I know I should have done that yesterday, but I still got the rest of the week to do it. I'm just going to wait. Don't. That is what we're talking about, guys. Consider Proverbs. Consider how Proverbs 18:9 places the unbusy man or woman as a parallel to the destructive man. And Proverbs 18:9 says, whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. So if you become a sluggardly person, if you're not in prayer, if you're not in fellowship, if you literally put off everything that you can until tomorrow, if you put it off till the end of the week, if you go, you know what, I'm responsible, my duty today is to do X, Y, and Z, but I'm just going to do X, Y, because I don't feel like doing Z. God says you are a brother to somebody who destroys. Don't miss the connection in this verse. Someone who neglects their responsibilities continuously is not just wasting their time, but they are akin to a person who actively causes other people harm. When we fail to engage in the good works that God has prepared for us in our lives, we may unintentionally drift towards destruction rather than building up those around us. So, I have seen so many times. Lazy and sluggardly attitudes become the norm and then become depression and then become self-inflicted harm, causing harm to others around you. And yes, 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 many times, even suicide. Yes, Jennifer, this is the right chat. This is the right chat. The singular Rise Up show that you're normally used to clicking on, that's just there for people who want to come back and watch just this show. But from now on, hosts are going to be reading the chat and talking in the chat that is the all-day stream. And you'll have a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, and a Friday all-day stream. These other side streams now, with the proper thumbnails for what that show's about, are just going to exist for you to go back and watch later. So you don't have to try to scroll through hours and hours and hours and hours. Okay? So again, lazy, sluggard leads to normalization, which leads to depression, which leads to causing yourself and other people harm, self-inflicted harm. I know a lot of kids today cut themselves, which is really odd to me. And then ultimately suicide, which I've seen multiple times in my life. This is why God doesn't want you to go down that road. I started about, 6 months ago, saying yes to almost everything that my kids and my wife ask me to do, even if it's just to go outside and throw a football for 10 minutes. If I know that my wife would really love some pictures hung up in the house, I don't say now, we have time to do that. I say, where and when does it need to be done? Let's get it done. My wife and I have been walking 2 to 3 miles a day together every day for the last month or so. And do you know how bad I just don't want to go? Do you know how much I just don't want to go? I mean, like, look, I'm taking my supplements, I'm taking my armor, I'm taking my dose. I don't want to do exercise too. And God says, well, good. You don't have to. But just know you're missing ample opportunity to build and bond with your wife. You're missing ample opportunity for exercise and to make yourself healthier. You're missing ample opportunity to, who knows, maybe come in contact with somebody who needs you while you're out there walking. But you know what you're not missing? Sitting at home on the couch. Excuse me, you know what you are missing? Everything. Everything. Again, it is nice to sit on the couch once in a while and relax for an afternoon or something. But what I'm talking about is lazy. Always being lazy. Always saying you don't want to do it. Always putting things off. You just got to do it. And you'll feel so much better about yourself. You just will. And God will be so pleased. Let the promise of Galatians 9 and 10 ring in your ears and encourage you to keep going. So let's go to Galatians 9 and 10 right now, which says, here we are, right here. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Let us not grow weary of doing good. How could you ever? I want you to think about when you didn't do good. When you didn't spend your life trying to do good for other people. When you didn't have Jesus in your life. I want you to try to remember those times, because I think we all lived in those times. It was not a fulfilling feeling, was it? It's like when you give somebody a gift for Christmas and they absolutely love it and adore it. How good does that make you feel? Makes you feel spectacular, doesn't it? So not only are you not going to grow weary of doing good for others when you could just be being lazy and doing nothing, but it's actually going to give you more energy. It's going to give you more energy. It's going to give you more positivity. And it's going to give you more encouragement to want to get up and do more of that, because it's a heavenly feeling that you're having there. Heavenly experience. Think about this. Think about you're a farmer and you've planted and you've worked. And then harvest time comes. And you did everything that you were supposed to do. And you reap what you sow. Now let's say you're a farmer. And you don't really plant with all your ability. You don't plant your whole, all your acreage because you're a little lazy. You're like, eh, I don't want to do that other field over there. That's going to take far too long. I don't want to go out there and detassel corn or anything like that. I'm just going to let it go. And, you know, if it grows, it grows. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's the attitude of a lazy person. And guess what? When harvest time comes, there's nothing to harvest. When it's time to reap the fruits or the vegetables, there's nothing there. And if it is there, half of them have died. I mean, why do you think Jesus always had parables to growing or to planting actual seeds or to harvesting and stuff? It's such an easy comparison. It's such an easy analogy to understand. The farmer who busts his butt from morning until night reaps a massive harvest and in turn does what? Feeds many, right? Whereas the farmer who didn't work hardly at all, or was lazy, or cut his days short by an hour or two, doesn't reap much. In turn, doesn't make much for his family. In turn, doesn't feed many. It's a domino effect. Why do you think God says that you are akin to a or you are a brother of somebody who destroys? Because if you're lazy, it's not only your life that you're going to ruin. It's people around you. And if you're by yourself and you have no kids, no wife, nobody around you, then guess what? You might not be ruining people's lives around you by being lazy, but you are robbing people of help that you could be giving them. CQ, how you doing? Glad you finally made it to the right stream. Now, let's get back to this quick statement that I made earlier. A lot of people spend their time running from sin. They're so focused on making sure that this sin doesn't happen, or this person isn't in their life, or that doesn't happen, trying to literally get ahead of mistakes before they or accidents before they could happen. And you're constantly thinking about, well, I better not do this, because if I do this, I'll sin. If I drink, I'll have 10. If I do this, I'll have... And so many people are so worried about running from sin, they end up running right into it. They're spending all their time focusing on the sin rather than the relationship with Jesus. So you're manifesting these things to happen. You know, when people say, oh, when it rains, it pours, they're literally manifesting these bad things to happen to them because they're waiting for them. Instead of getting up and being active in good, they're being held down in their laziness, in their own insecurities, in their own fears, trying to run from sin even. And you know those people, you know who they are. Well, let me just tell you this, folks. Don't focus on avoiding sin. Instead, focus all your attention on growing closer to God. And as you walk with Him, the desire to sin will just fade away on its own. If you're focusing on the sin, the sins are going to manifest. If you're focusing on God, you don't have time for that. Again, your time, energy, and resources are spent on helping others, taking others' burdens, praying for others, being there for other people, and focusing on your relationship with Jesus. Because the more you do that, the more you're going to be able to do the first thing. Now, staying with Galatians in 5:16, just going back a little bit, it says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And laziness and sluggardness is..." That's exactly what those are. Sin. It's the devil. Now, Colossians 2:8 needs prayers. And asking for prayers is not demanding. We who are in the Spirit, we're prayer warriors. This is what we do. Now, we don't know what to pray over you, but we're just going to pray the power of the Holy Spirit over you. We're going to pray that God is present and that you know that He's there and that you receive His help through Jesus Christ. So they can leave you with the Holy Spirit so you can receive the gifts and the knowledge. It'll put you at peace. You'll have joy in your life. And do you know when you don't have joy? When you're being lazy. There's no joy in laziness. Now there's joy in rest. Even God said to rest. And resting a day a week is not being lazy. Being lazy is walking over the same piece of trash on the floor that needs to be picked up over and over again. That's being lazy. Being lazy is putting off the full sink of dishes because you just don't feel like doing them. My kids do that all the time with the stuff on the floor. They just walk over it. All kids do. Over and over and over again. Sometimes I even find myself doing it because I'll go, well, I didn't leave that there. I didn't leave that there, so I'm not going to pick it up. All right. Once again, I do want to remind everybody watching that if you are watching on the stream that has the thumbnail of Rise Up on it, that's not the stream that we're all going to be chatting on throughout the day. It's not the stream that I'm going to bring up on screen either. For the chat. You're going to have to be on the all-day stream in order to engage, in order for us to see your chat. If you're on the singular streams of each show, like the way we've always done things, you're probably not going to get a lot of chatter back from the hosts. Now, somebody put in there, depression leads to causes laziness. I think laziness causes depression. But they are married. I think you're lazy far before you're depressed. But some people might go into a fit of depression, which causes them to be lazy and stay in that depression too. I guess both of them, right? They're married. One can lead to the other. Both are bad. Now let's go to, if I can, Nicholas Bowling. As he makes his way around the country to colleges, inspired by others who have done this, here we go.
All that.
Outside Gorgas Library.
Be whole in Jesus' name. Be whole in Jesus' name right now.
He's bringing out his head.
Be healed in Jesus' name. When he was starting to kind of breathe normally, I was like, oh man, like, is he about to take his last breath? We're here at the University of Alabama on our Jesus is King tour. And as we were planning this trip, we were hitting a lot of roadblocks, trying to rent out space on campus for multiple of our events, trying to get campus ministries to partner with us. Without being able to rent space, we couldn't use noise amplifications. So I was kind of back and forth, okay, God, do you really want us to go to University of Alabama? What's your plan? Do you want us to go somewhere else? Tried to knock on a few other doors, a few other universities, didn't have anything coming through, so it seemed like things were not working out. But I felt like the Lord said, this is gonna be your best trip yet. We ended up coming here, not really sure what to expect. Just set up a little mic stand with a mic on it and started straight into Q&A. And we actually, exactly what the Lord said, we had the best turnout that we've had. We had quite a few students who gathered around, some really good questions.
I'd hate to say it out loud, but I believe like I'm a lukewarm Christian, and like I don't want to be that.
You can't build a relationship with someone if you're not spending time with them. So in the same way with God, we have to spend time with Him, talking to Him, and then also giving even time to listen to Him. God was moving. Some people ended up getting born again, even towards the end of it. Just repeat this after me. Just say, God, forgive me of all my sins. I turn away from sin today, and I turn to you. I put all of my faith in Jesus Christ. I believe that He is my Lord, that He died for my sins, and that you raised Him from the dead. Jesus, you came to bring liberty to the captives, and I thank you that very thing just happened today. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do on this campus over the next few days. Even as someone said earlier, that there's a lot of spiritual deadness on this campus. Lord, I thank you that's turning around, that's changing, and you're going to use each and every person who's even been here today and many other students who are on campus. Lord, I thank you that you're awakening us to righteousness. The Thursday evening outreach, we didn't have a place on campus, like I said, but God ended up opening the door to a coffee shop right at the edge of campus. The side where they serve Italian ice was still open, so we had quite a few people still coming in. But we had quite a few students that ended up coming out to the coffee shop where we did worship and then had an equipping and a training on how to share Jesus in people's daily lives.
The future of your
business. Yeah, just a quick little commercial there on YouTube, but we're coming right back to it. Right now.
My life, no hesitations, so deserving of it all. I enthrone you in the center. You're all that I'm after. Here's my heart, no reservations. You are worthy of it all. It's my joy to live surrender. You're all that.
Prayed for people. People got filled with the Holy Spirit. It was a wonderful time together.
What just happened?
We were about to walk across the street, came out of just having our evening session, and the guy was stumbling all over the place. I don't know. He looked like he was drunk, but if you looked into his eyes, it looked like he was maybe on something else. So we told him about Jesus, asked if we could pray for him. He was very thankful. He was very grateful. He said he loved Jesus, but we kind of prayed into a couple verses, don't be drunk with wine. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. Just took the opportunity of praying to kind of decree some of those things. Sowed some seeds and praying that God could increase and that He will surrender all to Jesus.
We were walking around witnessing on our personal evangelism outreach and walked up to a table that was set up. I didn't know what it was at first, just saw four girls sitting behind this table. And as we came up, I saw on the front that it was a Planned Parenthood table. So we just opened up, started talking to them about Jesus, and found out one was an atheist, one was agnostic, one just said they didn't believe in Jesus, and another one was kind of reluctant to say that she was a Christian, to say that she believed in Jesus. Anybody believe in Jesus?
I believe in Jesus.
That's awesome. Yeah. Not you?
I used to, but I'm an atheist now.
Gotcha.
I've had my turn with Jesus, and Jesus isn't for me.
Have a good day.
So.
But while we were standing there talking, another girl came up, was talking to them, greeting them, and they gave her a Plan B pill right there in front of us.
Did you want a Plan B?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay,
yes,
we did.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Before we head out, is there any way that we could pray for anyone?
I don't care.
Abortions for free.
Awesome.
I don't really believe in prayer, but do it if you want to.
There's a statistic that says that 70% of Christians who come to college end up falling away from the faith during college. That is a terrible statistic. I hate that fact. The reason the Lord is sending us here is not only to come and preach the gospel and try to reach people like the ones who are behind the Planned Parenthood table, but also to equip the students who are here on campus, because they're the ones who are going to be here for the next possibly 4 to 6 years, or even beyond that. They're the ones who may even settle down here, maybe will even become professors here on this campus. So to equip them and to train them up to walk as Jesus walked is an important part of the mission that we feel the Lord has laid upon our hearts. But another huge part of even what we're doing today is growing in just talking to people so that we can do it in our everyday life. So that then wherever we are, no matter if we're at the grocery store, on the sidewalk, in our neighborhood, going to get our mail, wherever we are, we're always available for the Lord to work with us, work through us. It's not like this light switch that we turn on and off, like, okay, now I'm going out on an outreach. Then once we're off the outreach, it's like, okay, I did my part, you know? But it's kind of making it a lifestyle. And then really, just like Jesus, everywhere that he went, he was always available for the Father's will to take place. Are you guys willing to do that very thing, that verse? Confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead?
Yes.
Yeah? Could I lead you through a short prayer?
Sure.
Before you came today, what were you kind of feeling, or were you facing anything before you actually went on the outreach today?
There's always that, like, that timid fear, you know, should I share, should I not? And so that was one of the main reasons that I came out here, to overcome a lot of obstacles and fears, to really spread the word that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is the way, the truth, and the life.
And how do you feel now that we're done with the outreach, that we've already accomplished what God sent us here? How does that feel?
It feels good. I've learned a lot. I'm more bold than I was.
It's really put me out of my comfort zone, and that was the main reason I was here, because I was like, Lord, I want to share your word. I want to be honest. I want to be sincere. By being around these guys, seeing them actually go out here and do it, it was very encouraging, and iron sharpens iron, and that's what happened today, man. Praise the Lord.
I'm so amazed, truly, on this Jesus is King tour, to see all that God has planned and to see all that God is doing. We've heard testimonies from people, how encouraged they've been, how thankful they are that God sent us here.
I was just talking to God, and I was like, I feel like something's about to happen.
Oh, yeah?
I felt like he was about to speak to me, so he used you, so thank you so much.
Well, praise God. And in the same way, I've been super blessed, super encouraged at all that God is doing on these Jesus is King tours.
Just kind of playing on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Does he have his head in Gordy's library? Outside
Gordy's library? Be whole in Jesus' name. Be whole in Jesus' name right now.
He's bringing out his head.
Be healed in Jesus' name. Every unclean spirit, go right now in Jesus' mighty name. I said go now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Peace. Peace. Peace in Jesus' name. Peace in Jesus' name. Peace to you in Jesus' name. Any unclean spirits, go now. Come out of him now. Go in Jesus' name. Be whole. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Yeah, he seems to be breathing okay. Be healed in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for it. All right, now in Jesus' name. You want to put him on his side? Yeah, he hit his head. Yeah. You want to put him on his side?
Is he having a seizure? Somebody should be calling 911 just in case, but...
Head be healed right
I like
now.
How they're praying Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. He will have no head injury, no brain injury. Jesus' name. Be whole. Jesus' mighty name. Hey, it's okay.
All right.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's all right.
Heard someone kind of scream, looked over, and some people were acting frantic. And there was a guy laying on the ground, tightened up. So we ran over, and he was having a seizure. Eyes rolled back, foamy mouth, turning completely pale. So we just immediately started to pray for him, commanded any unclean spirits to go, praying for healing, peace, and all that. He calmed down.
Can you hear me?
Go.
Are you ready?
Jesus.
Yeah, we're at the Jesus front of Gorgas Library.
You're okay. Just relax.
At the University of Alabama.
You're okay.
Gorgas Library.
Now. 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 Now.
Okay, you can stop now. It does look like his breathing is a little elevated, okay?
He's down the line, and
they're on. Oh, they have somebody on the line.
Finally,
okay, perfect.
He came to. The wife and the children ended up coming out while he was still laying there on the ground, seeing it for the first time, and they were pretty shaken up.
Is it okay that we turn him to his side?
calm down. It's okay.
We already did that.
It's okay.
See that, folks? If you're not out there, you never
you
know.
You talk to them?
Ground, so there's blood there.
Okay, just reassure him that help is on the way, okay?
His wife just came out.
He's breathing. He's stable. Okay.
They're sending us paramedics to come care for him. He had a seizure? Yes, out here, and then he fell and landed on his head. I was down there, and I saw him fall.
Can you talk?
Oh, Jesus.
Put your head down.
You're okay.
Baby,
listen.
Baby, put your head down.
You're okay.
Listen, right. Just put your head down.
I think you fell.
Amen.
Put your head down. You fell.
So finally, paramedics came. We were able to go up and pray for the kids who were all around there. And
why do you, like, have a seizure? Like, is he going to be okay?
He's going to be fine.
He got a little bit of a wound, but he knows his name. It's going to be okay. Can we pray for you all?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, let's pray. God, we thank you that all things are possible for you. We thank you that you sent us the Holy Spirit to give us peace and to give us comfort. And Lord, we pray for their dad right now. Lord, you're the healer. So we pray healing into his body. Thank you, God, that he's completely healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you for your peace right now. No worry, no fear. We command it to go in Jesus' name. Thank you for peace. And Lord, that we can just pray and have comfort in you and your ability to help. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, see, one of those days I could say to my wife, I feel like being lazy today. I don't feel like going out for a walk. And you could miss an opportunity like that. God wants you walking. That's why he said he walked with Adam. He walked with other prophets. And if you can't walk, he wants you not to be lazy. He wants you out there in the word, in the gospel, spreading it to all those who will hear it. That's what he wants. Hold on. A little loud there. Our fault. So ladies and gentlemen, Sean Farish comes up next here, just so you know. And you don't even have to leave this stream. He's already on. You can see him on side screen now. There he is, right there. Sean Farish, coming up next here on LFA TV's Live from America. Now, he will have his separate stream, just like Rise Up did. But if you want to chat as a whole, as a family, the main stream that's featured on our page is where you're going to need to be. We love you all so very much. And we thank you so very much for being here with us today. Remember, no need to be sluggardly. God wants you working. Thank you. See you later. Yeah.